After the wind came the flood, a roaring, fitful sheet of water capped by frothing waves. It spilled across the low-lying barrier islands, leveling the sand dunes and anything else in its path. Then it poured through the inlets connecting the Atlantic Ocean and the narrow bays that line the New Jersey coast. The bays were already swollen with rain. Now they bulged dangerously as billions of gallons of water washed over the salt marshes everyone imagined would save them, but didn't. Afterward, survivors would say the flood seemed to come in pulses. Not a tsunami exactly, but a wall of water that filled every corner of their blackened world, making what was once whole invisible. From the window of her one-story ranch house on Mystic Island, a sprawling grid of retirement bungalows and pricier waterfront homes along Barnegat Bay, in Ocean County, Lisa Stevens nervously studied a shadow. At first, she imagined it was a bear. But what would a bear be doing by her lagoon? Then she saw it wasn't a bear. It was her dock, tossed on its end by the flood. Lisa yelled to her partner, Kathy, to grab the dogs, and then climbed on top of a couch, spinning and spinning as water sloshed inside. Over the next few hours, Lisa and Kathy's house filled with 3.5 feet of brackish water. Lisa was certain they were going to drown. A day before, a local policeman had knocked on their door and advised them to leave. It was going to be bad, he'd warned, and no one would be able to rescue them if there was trouble. But Lisa and Kathy had been through other storms and opted to stay. It was the worst, dumbest decision I ever made, Lisa said. The next morning, a chalky blue sky and bright sun revealed towering piles of sand, debris, and sewage. Lisa's house was still standing, but the foundation had shifted and cracked, and the inside was ruined. Entire neighborhoods were gone, family histories as well, washed away in the deluge from Hurricane Sandy, the most catastrophic storm in the state's history. The sour tang of tide and mud mingled with venting gas. In the nearby sedge, fishing boats dangled from cedar trees like Christmas ornaments. Hundreds had been swept from their winter moorings and pitched into the roaring current. One, a 24-foot speedboat named Plan B, had crashed into Dave Rainier's cottage on nearby Cedar Bonnet Island, a tiny knob of sand and sedge in Barnegat Bay. It raced up the bay like a laser-guided missile with my name on it, the retired professor and active waterman said. Dave's 100-year-old cedar shake bungalow had survived other storms, large and small, but it faced the wrong direction during Sandy, south, as the worst of the surge spilled up the bay. Now it was listing sideways and stuffed with sand and seaweed, one of thousands of houses along the state's coastal waterways flooded or wrecked by Sandy. Many were old and low, like Dave's, but not all. Huge multi-million-dollar beach houses wobbled on stilts at the edge of the Atlantic Ocean. The hurricane had sliced open their bottom floors as if they were fish, and now electrical wires and appliances swayed below in the gusting breeze. At the southern tip of Long Beach Island, the largest and richest barrier island in New Jersey, just a short boat ride from Dave's cottage, the damage was apocalyptic. The shoreline there had been eroding for decades and was largely defenseless. Sandy's towering waves crashed through the meager sand dunes and across a 2-lane blacktop road along the southern end, toppling dozens of nearby trailers as if they were Legos. The trailers that weren't smashed were flooded and uninhabitable. For more than half a century, the scrubby 4-acre Long Beach Island trailer park had been home to a quirky collection of bohemians, artists, and sun worshippers. As land values soared and beach houses grew ever larger and more lavish, the trailer park had assumed a revered status as one of the last affordable places on the island. Now it was gutted, along with the simple, stripped-down lifestyle the residents had enjoyed. Still, one of the paradoxes of hurricanes is that they both destroy and renew. Instead of homeowners retreating out of harm's way, they build back, often in the same dangerous locations. insurance money and federal aid fuel building booms. Speculators and developers bid up prices. Land rushes follow. Perfectly fine, humble old cottages and bungalows are torn down and replaced with towering beach palaces. People of modest means are priced out.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.